Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Your Living Brand Live show for November 15th, 2017, and good morning. My name is Ben Baker. My company is Your Brand Marketing. Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, what do? We work with our clients that are B2B, and we help them by consulting, by teaching, and speaking on brand, message, market, vision, and value. What do? We work with our clients to understand who they are, what they do, why they do what they do, who their audience is and why their audience should care, and then help them tell their story. So this show is all about storytelling. This is about finding value, understanding what makes you special as a company, what makes you different, what makes you interesting, and why people should care. My thought process is that every company has something special to tell. Every company has something that they do a little bit differently and something that they do that makes them special to an audience. You're not going to be able to appease everybody. It's impossible. Not even Facebook has 100% penetration. But if you can find your niche, if you can find the people that find you interesting, that believe in you, that find value in you, and speak to them in a way that they can understand and engage with, now that's magic. So what we do every week is we bring in another guest. And this week's guest is a wonderful one. Christina Labanca is a wonderful guest from a company called Giving Well. What they do is they match companies up with different charities. And I'm going to let Christina tell that story because you know what? She tells it far better than I am. I've pre-recorded the session, but enjoy it. And I will be back afterwards to say goodbye. Christina, welcome to the show. It is great having you here. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks very much for having me, Ben.
Oh, my pleasure. You know what? It's always great to have people I enjoy on the show, especially people that have such a unique business. I mean, as I was telling people before you came on air, what you do is unique. It's different. It's not run-of-the-mill. You know, there's very few people that probably do what you do. And it allows you to tell a story that, you know, is different. And I'm going to let you tell that story. So tell me, what do you do? Why do you do it? Who do you do it for? You know, tell me the story behind Giving Well.
Okay. Well, let's start with the name.
Perfect.
We named our business Giving Well because basically what we're doing is we're trying to help people and businesses to give well. And what we mean by giving well is to give in a more impactful way. So we often reference a quote from Warren Buffett, and Warren Buffett is a very well-known investor, entrepreneur, and philanthropist.
Yes.
And he uses a quote that basically sums up why our business exists. His quote is, "Giving away money is easy. Giving away money well is fiendishly difficult." And so the
premise, I hadn't heard that. I like that.
It's a perfect quote to sum up the reason why our business exists. And so in essence, what we do is we sit down with people and with businesses and we talk about what are their motivations for giving and what is the impact or the change that they'd like to see happen.
Right.
And we work through a process with them to help them find charities that align with their vision, values, and mission, and build a partnership between them and the charity in order to see that impact come to life.
Gotcha. So how long, you know, how long have you guys been doing this? And, you know, tell me a little bit about the process, because it's, you know, is it more like Tinder or is it more like Match? I mean, is it swipe right, swipe right, swipe right? Or is there, you know, a real, you know, in-depth, you know, procedures and policies and things that you do to make sure that the right charity is matched up with the right organization?
Okay, so we do sometimes equate our process a little bit to matchmaking.
Right.
But I would say the process is slightly different.
I'm sure.
So basically what we do, as I said, is we start with the vision, mission, values, and goals of a business or an individual and what it is that they'd really like to see change. Mm-hmm. And we help them narrow down their focus. So we look at the different sectors that they might like to support, such as education or children or the environment. And then we look at where they'd like to see that impact happen. So gotcha. Is it locally, is it internationally, or maybe it's a combination of both. And from that, we provide some tools to help them to do some research on different charitable organizations that are available in the realm that they're interested in. And also provide them with some tools to analyze those businesses. Right. So to analyze those charities from a business type perspective.
Sure.
So to look at, you know, how they're utilizing their donation dollars and as well, what kind of an impact they're actually making. And one of the things that we really like to encourage people to do is to build a partnership as a two-way street. And in that sense, we mean that as a donor, you want to make sure that the charity is utilizing the funds in a way that will create that impact that you're hoping for.
Right.
And at the same time, the charity may have certain things that they need or require. And so to be able to have that open communication allows both the business and the charity to reach that greater impact. Gotcha. And that's often the missing piece mm-hmm. for a lot of people who donate. People don't have a lot of time. We're very reactive, most of us as donors.
Right.
And so when there's a crisis, we maybe give money or we give to a GoFundMe page. Mm-hmm. But people don't often follow up and don't often communicate directly with a charity to see what it is that might really benefit them. And this is where we come in, is we really try to help to build that two-way communication and to build it as a more long-term partnership rather than just a one-off donation.
Gotcha. Now, you used a couple of words there that I'm going to play off of. One was partnership, you know, and the other one was long-term. What I want to find out from you is, how does this benefit a brand, you know, in terms of both their relationship with their clients and they're also their internal clients and the brand in general? And how does, you know, these type of relationships benefit the charity?
Okay, it's a great question, Ben. And we certainly talk a lot about that with our clients as well. For the company, certainly when you talk about telling a story, you know, often when we have a business, we talk about what our business does. What is the core essence of our business? And by building a partnership in a very authentic way in terms of, you know, that being part of your core corporate culture and part of your business DNA, you have an ability to talk about your business in a completely different way. Right. You have an ability talk about your business from the perspective of how it's making an impact and mm-hmm. how it's changing maybe just, you know, a little piece of the downtown east side, or how it's changing, you know, how kids are being fed. So it does give businesses an opportunity to talk about what they do in a very different way. Mm-hmm. And from a charity's perspective, this partnership is invaluable, because as a charity, the charities are constantly looking for those donor dollars and they're constantly out trying to get support. And by partnering and having a partnership with a business, it allows them to have some continuity and right. some reliability in terms of some commitment to donations, that then they can actually plan something and in fact have a much greater impact of what they're doing.
Now, one thing I found interesting, and this is something you and I talked about offline, is, you know, and the big challenge today is employee engagement. You know, they say that 30% of employees today are engaged, which means that they care, they're active in the business, they're active and they're passionate about what they do, you know, which means 70% of the people either don't care about the business that they're in, or they're just dialing it in. They're just doing their job. They do what they're exactly what they're paid for, whatever. How does, you know, getting involved actively with a charity help both for engagement and also for recruitment within an organization?
That's a great question again, Men, and that is one of the key benefits to the program that we offer. So mm-hmm. when we work with a business, what we like to do is we work with a group of volunteer employees within the company.
Right.
And we go through this process with that group of employees, and they are the ones that narrow down the focus, choose those charities. We often invite charities, if they're local or they have local representatives, to come into the business and actually do a bit of a dragon's den pitch
right.
to the employees about mm-hmm. what that charity does and what they offer. And so the employees are actually the ones that go through this process and make the decision, and then they do the funding of those charities with those donation dollars that the company has set aside.
Right.
And so from an employee engagement and attraction and retention perspective, what we found is that employees feel much more engaged with a company that they're working with by getting involved with a program like this.
Right.
And so it has multiple benefits. We see, oftentimes we bring employees from different facets of a business. So mm-hmm. somebody from accounting and somebody from marketing, somebody from IT, who don't normally get to interact mm-hmm. on a daily basis, and they come together as part of this team. So it allows for that interdepartmental communication to build and relationships to build.
Right.
The other thing that we find is it gives a voice to employees who maybe don't have a lot of decision-making capacity in their mm-hmm. day-to-day jobs. And this allows them to be part of a team where they actually have a chance to have a voice and to maybe make some decisions within the business.
Or they could become, you know, this could be some good leadership training as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so what we're finding is that the days of the beer fridge and ping pong tables are not really attracting employees in the same way that right. maybe they did a few years ago. And in particular, the millennial generation, they're looking for a company that is doing something in the world and mm-hmm. making a positive impact. And so in particular for companies that are looking to attract and retain millennials, we've found through all of our research that programs like this and companies that really believe in giving back are a very attractive opportunity for that particular generation and for employees right. in general.
And, you know, because people, when they feel that they're active in their community, you know, feel that there's a level of satisfaction there. There's a level of satisfaction to say, my company is doing this and making this change in the world. Or, you know, and I'm part of this because I decided, along with the people within the organization, which charities that we support.
So, absolutely.
So my question is, let's deal with a small, medium, and large type company. Because, you know, we have all three across Vancouver and we have all three across Canada. You know, is it better for a small company to pick one charity, you know, just based on the fact of impact? You know, because you sit there going, a small company can only donate so much. They either can donate their time or they can donate their money or they can donate a product, but they can only donate so much. Is it better for smaller companies to pick one charity and mid-sized companies to maybe move up and then up the line? How many charities is, you know, normal or what is recommended within different levels of companies?
Okay, well, again, it depends a little bit on the business. And
right.
so I'll answer that twofold. You brought up a really good point, Ben, and that is it's not all about money. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we often talk to small business owners who say, I'm not making enough money. I'm not making any money yet. How can I give back? And so our answer to that is you can absolutely give back. There's absolutely opportunities for you to give time, service or product, depending on what your company offers. And really, it's not about a dollar amount. It's about a commitment. And we have some amazing examples, Ben, of companies that on day one, they decided, we want to build in a charity partner. We want to make this part of our DNA. We're going to do this from the moment we launch our business, regardless of where we are. And those companies, you know, 5 years later are donating hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
And that was never the, you know, that it, you never know. You never know where your business is going to get to. And so really it's more about that commitment and that partnership, right?
So like the Toms model.
Absolutely.
You know, as they grew, their donation became enormous.
Exactly. And so to go back to answer your question, Ben, we do try to ask businesses to consider limiting their amount of donation partners. And not because there aren't a lot of great charities out there, but there certainly are. But because if you focus where your donation dollars go, it again gives the ability for a greater impact to happen. Mm-hmm. And so what we often see is we see businesses who have 20 or 30 or 40 charities that they support.
Right.
And so smaller amounts are going out to greater amounts of charities. Mm-hmm. So by narrowing that focus a little bit, so for some businesses that might be one charity, and for others that might be three or four. But we go back to our process of you know, where we start, which is what is the goal, what is the mission, what are the values that you hold, and what is the change that you want to see happen.
Yeah.
And by focusing that, you actually have an opportunity, as I say, to make it more of a partnership and more of a long-term giving type of scenario. And that is just so beneficial to a business, to a charity, and then obviously to the community as a whole. Mm-hmm. Because if all businesses had a charitable partner, can you imagine what kind of an impact
we could make? Now, you said something about, you know, organizations having 30 or 40 partners. You look at companies that are national. They have offices across Canada. Mm-hmm. And would you recommend, you know, companies like that sit there and say, okay, we'll have a national partner and then local partners, because, you know, a lot of the employees want to give in the communities of which they live in, you know, so there's, would you recommend that dual tier, you know, so there might be 30 or 40 charities, but there might be one charity that gets the, you know, that gets the national attention, and then, you know, a regional or a local level giving based on where their branches actually are.
Yeah, that happens quite commonly, as you say, especially with companies that are national.
Right.
We don't actually recommend to companies what they should or shouldn't do in terms of those choices. What we do is, as we work through that process with a company, we basically help them to figure out what it is that they want to do. Yeah. And we help, basically we guide them through that process. But you're absolutely right. A lot of businesses want to see something local. They want to be involved with something that they can experience, that they can get involved in a hands-on way. At the same time, we've had companies that partner with international organizations. Mm-hmm. And one of the companies we've worked with sends an employee every year to one of the international projects that they support as part of their whole incentive program to their and it's phenomenal, Ben. Really, that company has zero turnover in the last, you know, 8 years.
Everybody's going, pick me. I want to go.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so, you know, what we see, Ben, is we see a lot of businesses out there doing good things and wanting to do good things, but not really knowing how to do it well. And that's where we come in. You know, there's many businesses already out there donating money to charity.
Right.
but we find ways to help them to make that impact that much greater, to make it that much more connected to their employees, and as well to their consumers or their customers or their clients. And that way, everybody benefits from that partnership and from that giving.
Right. So you really help align their charitable partners with their brand.
Absolutely.
So to make sure that there's that, you know, there's a cohesiveness between who they are as a brand and who they are and what they believe to the charitable partners out there. Because I'm sure a lot of companies just sit there and say, oh, I'll give to United Way, or I'll give to, you know, Canadian Cancer. I'll give, you know, there's the big ones that everybody knows about. But I'm sure there's a lot of smaller, you know, charities that do phenomenal work that most companies don't know about that may align with their brand and their brand values far better.
And you're absolutely right. There are hundreds and hundreds. I think in the Downtown East Side alone, there's over 200 nonprofits or charities operating. And they are often the underdogs. Mm-hmm. They are often ones that are overlooked. And so I agree with you that there are a lot of businesses out there. They're giving to charity, but they're not even aware necessarily of all of the options that are out there for them. So that's one of the things that we help businesses with, is just to see what else is available to them.
Right.
And just to help them to see what their charitable dollars, or maybe what their services can do to support a particular business or a particular charity, and allow them to then, you know, function a little bit better. Things that are of great value for some of our charitable partners is accounting services.
Okay, right.
Computer support, IT support. Mm-hmm. Businesses that produce a product that they can either give at cost or donate to a particular charity that can help them to do their work more effectively and more efficiently. These are extremely valuable. Last year, my partner wrote a blog about charities have wish lists too.
Yes. And
one of the things that we encourage businesses to do is to ask the charities what it is they need, mm-hmm. rather than assume what they might need. We ask them to have that communication so that they're better able to support their charitable partner moving forward.
It's interesting, because I have a story on that, is that a year ago was my son's bar mitzvah, and we decided, instead of having flowers at the beginning of the synagogue, we were going to give a whole bunch of gifts, wrap them up in presents, and we were going to donate them to Children's Hospital, because, you know, it's one of the charities that we believe in both as a family and also corporately. And first thing I did is I went to Children's Hospital and I said, do you guys have a wish list? Because my assumption is they were going to say, well, we'd really like a whole bunch of plush animals to be able to give out to the small kids. And I asked them, I said, can I give you guys a whole bunch of plush animals, because I can get them at cost, you know, through different sources. And they said, actually, we can't, because of allergies and because of dust mites and a whole bunch of things that go with it. We can't accept plushed animals. We take those donations and give them elsewhere, but we can't use them ourselves. And unless you ask charities, you'll never know. So we got this phenomenal list of gifts, and we ended up doing toy baskets for kids all the way from 0 to 2 years old, all the way up to 18. And we realized that the kids that were 15 to 18 years old were the ones that there was the least amount of gifts for, because no one thinks about them. But they're stuck in the hospital beds just as much as the small kids are. And being able to give them something that they can have either at Christmas time or just a, you know, just something to make their lives a little bit easier, you know, was a phenomenal thing to be able to do. And so checking in with charities and figuring out what they particularly need and how you can help them is a really neat eye-opening thing for me, because I never thought, it says, oh, they'd be happy with whatever I could get. No, they actually had a list of these are the specific things we need.
And this is what we find, Ben, is, you know, people have great intentions, and they want to make a difference. But sometimes assuming what a charity may or may not want creates more challenge for them than benefit. And I think Food Bank recently put out an article saying, you know, thank you, but these are things we need. These are the things we don't need. So
stop giving us chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. Please don't give us opened packages of food.
Right.
You know, please don't give us fruits and vegetables that are, you know, are almost expired.
Yeah.
So absolutely. It's one of the things, especially at this time of the year, people were coming into the giving season. This is the time of year when people are considering, you know, how or where they want to put some of their charitable donations. Mm-hmm. I recommend, you know, ask those charities what they need. See if you can provide something that's going to really benefit them and that's really going to help them to be more effective and more impactful in their work.
Perfect. Now, you've been a wonderful guest. And I got one last question for you. And that question's important. So let's switch gears and talk about when you walk out of a room and you close the door behind you and you've left the meeting and you get in your car, what's the one thing you want people to think about Christina and Giving Well, and what's the impact you want to leave?
Well, you know, one of the big messages that we talk about is the difference between charity and philanthropy. And I'm not going to put you on the spot, Ben, and ask you to make that definition.
I'll let you make that difference.
Give it a go. when we talk about charity, we talk about, you know, filling an instant need. So giving somebody who's hungry a sandwich.
Right.
When we talk about philanthropy, we talk about making a change, mm-hmm. and making a sustainable change. Helping somebody to access food on a regular and more long-term basis.
Right.
And so philanthropy scares people. A lot of times they hear that word and they say, well, I'm not a philanthropist. I'm not Bill Gates. I'm not Warren Buffett.
Right.
But the message that we want to leave is everybody has the ability to be a philanthropist. Mm-hmm. And it's not about how much money you donate. It's about a commitment to wanting to see a change. And that can be done in such a variety of ways that everybody has that ability to make an impact. And right. That's what we hope that people learn from talking to us.
And you know what? That's an amazing thing, because it's being able to make those impacts. As I tell my son and as I tell people around them, I can't change the world, but I can change my part of the world. And I can influence the people that are around me and hopefully make my part of the world a little bit better place. And if everybody does that, the world in itself will be a little bit better. So thank you for making the world a little bit better.
Thanks, Ben. Same to you.
All right. You take care. Just hang out in the green room. I'm just going to say goodbye to everybody, and then I'll be right back.
Okay.
It was an absolute pleasure having Christina on the show. She's a wonderful guest, and what she does is absolutely needed. Not only, you know, at this time of year, but throughout the year, having a charitable partner allows you to not only build your brand and build your message and engage your staff, but it also allows you to be a better partner for your clients and to have them see that your vision is more about helping in the community than it is just making money. And that's how brands are built. And it, you know, it makes everybody feel better. Everybody benefits. And you know what? It makes the world a better place. So next week, I have another great guest. I have Fiona Douglas Crampton coming to me from the Dalai Lama Center here in Vancouver. She's their executive director, and she is going to tell you another great story. Once again, my name is Ben Baker, and my company is Your Brand Marketing. What do? We consult, we teach, and we speak on brand, message, market, vision, and value. Our goal is to tell your story and help you engage your audience in a way that's meaningful, that's valuable for them, and that they come back to you time and time again. Come and find us. Thanks a lot. Have an absolutely wonderful day, and hopefully we will see you next Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Your Living Brand Show. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.